Before every game, get your Padres talk on with us. This is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. And this past weekend, it was the 40th anniversary, as we're here in the AMR studio, of Tommy John coming back from the eponymous surgery that he pioneered. And we figured, what better opportunity than now to call a guy and talk about this whole subject. And we're bringing him in now on the Cholula Hotline. And it's Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports, their lead baseball columnist, and also the author of The Arm, which is the book about exactly that, the arm in baseball and how, well, it's pretty much falling apart. Jeff, welcome to the show. How's it going, man?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, Jeff and I, we go back a little while, and we actually both went to, although not at the same time, Syracuse for college. So I figured, Jeff, we would just talk about the legacy of Jim Boeheim for 10 minutes. How's that sound to you?
That sounds like a terrible idea, though I
yeah.
appreciate the sentiment.
No, I don't think our viewers or our audience would like that either. No, let's talk about the book, obviously. You've been promoting this thing like a madman. I've seen you on everything from Dan Patrick to ESPN to NPR, and now thanks for joining us here. What's it been like? Because obviously this is a subject a lot of people care about.
Yeah, you know, this was a book that I think needed to be written, not just for fans of Major League Baseball who have seen their favorite players go down with Tommy John surgery, but for the baseball viewing audience writ large. This covers everything from the big leagues all the way down to Little League. And, I mean, I wrote about a 10-year-old, in fact, from San Diego who plays for the San Diego Show, and illustrating the perils that even really young kids have in going out there and trying to throw a baseball without getting hurt. It's a hard thing to do, and it's something where the entire baseball community needs to take more ownership and responsibility to prevent injuries from happening.
Is that kind of the biggest takeaway from your book, that this isn't a Major League Baseball exclusive problem? It goes down to these 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds even?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the most alarming and shocking thing to come from it. You know, the statistic I keep repeating just because it blows people away is that a study was done on Tommy John surgeries between 2007 and 2011, and 56.8% of them were on 15 to 19-year-olds.
That's insane.
And when you hear something like that and think back, okay, 40 years ago, Tommy John, a guy who had won 120-plus games in his big league career already, was having this as career-saving surgery. Now, children are having it regularly. There's just something that doesn't sit right there. And the prevalence of it happening in the youth space is certainly a function of better medicine and better diagnosticians and the ability to understand the arm better now. But it's also because it's happening more. And whereas 25 years ago, kids weren't coming in with, you know, torn up elbows before they hit puberty, these days it's happening more and more frequently.
Do you find talking to people, whether it's parents or the kids themselves or these young pitchers that are going through TJ, that it's become kind of like you or me getting our appendix taken out, that it's not nearly as grave or as serious reputation-wise as it used to be?
Yeah, it isn't, but it should be, and that's part of the problem here. I think we mistake the 80% return-to-play rate of Tommy John surgery patients with something that is necessary or is warranted or is a rite of passage. Let's remember what Tommy John surgery is. It is a failure of your arm. It is your ulnar collateral ligament tearing. And it is 12 to 15 months of grueling, awful, mentally and physically destructive rehabilitation. You are being built up and broken down day after day after day. And so, hey, if a child wants to go through that, I don't know of him. And
it doesn't sound fun to me.
It's pretty terrible, actually. And, you know, the second half of the book is mainly spent with two major league pitchers coming back from their Tommy John surgeries. And
I think it, you know, they're there to illustrate to everyone else just how much this sucks, because it does. It is not a fun thing. And when you compound that with the fact that the greatest predictor of a future arm injury is a past arm injury, the idea that these kids are going to stay healthy for long periods of time after their Tommy John surgery just doesn't hold water.
Well, and, I heard you in a different interview say that, yeah, this new ligament, even a new one, is it maybe 7 to 10 years expiration date, shelf life?
Yep.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the guys I follow, Daniel Hudson, who the Padres have certainly seen a fair bit of,
yep,
and who actually came back from his second Tommy John surgery with the Padres. His first ligament lasted 11 months, and in his first start, it blew out. So that right there is a sign that this surgery is fallible. And just because you have the success rate that you do for guys coming back to play does not mean that it's something that you should take lightly.
It's surgery. That's what people are forgetting. You're going into the body unnaturally, and you're bionic manning from an ankle to an elbow. It's not foolproof, and I think a lot of people are getting that false notion in their head. You talk about the couple of major league pitchers you follow, Daniel Hudson, who was it? Todd Coffey was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your process putting this together? You spent more than 3 years doing this. You still have a day job as a lead baseball columnist at Yahoo. That's a website a lot of people visit. You're traveling to Japan. You're following these guys around. You're interviewing people from the youth levels to the majors. How'd you do this?
I have a very patient wife and very understanding children and very good bosses. So it is not what I did. It is what others did not do to me, which is disown me, leave me, or fire me. So I'm living a pretty good life right now, I'll tell you that.
No, that's pretty great. How'd you snag? You talked to Sandy Koufax too. How'd you snag him? Because he doesn't really talk to anybody.
I got very lucky. Jane Levy, who literally wrote the book on Sandy Koufax, is a friend and thinks enough of my work, thankfully, that she told Sandy Koufax that he needs to talk with me. And he thinks enough of her work that he listens. So I got an email from somebody with the Dodgers saying Sandy would like to talk with you, and I was on a plane the next morning. And when you have a chance to talk with Sandy Koufax, you do not pass that up or leave it to fate. And it was definitely one of the cooler moments I've had in my career so far.
I can imagine. When your book is called The Arm and you're talking to Sandy Koufax, that seems to mesh pretty well. We've got Jeff Passan here on the Cholula Hotline. The writer of The Arm, Inside the Billion-Dollar Mystery of the Most Valuable Commodity in Sports.
Hold on a second, Mike. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Do I get Cholula for coming on the show?
I'll see what I can do. We haven't gotten it to anybody else before, but maybe since I know you, we might be able to pull some strings. But we'll see. I'll check it in.
Cholula is my favorite hot sauce. So
it is. It's our favorite hot sauce, too. You're on the top of an Amazon best-selling chart right now. I think you can afford your own. You don't need our help to get you some.
I'm just saying, I like being on shows that are sponsored by products
that you like to. All right, we'll see what we can do. We'll talk off air. Is there a question that when you've been touting this whole thing and you've been tweeting it out, you've been on every kind of press stop as we've talked about before, is there a question you can't believe no one's asked you yet about this book or what you found?
Boy, I think what you just asked me is like the most stumped I have been. No, not really. I think a lot of it is that when you go on a media tour this early, a lot of people you talk with haven't read the book.
Sure.
So sometimes there are a lot of questions that are just very general, but I definitely like it when people dig into it, because the response so far has been beyond my wildest expectations. People have just been very praiseworthy. The reviews have been great. It's been extremely flattering to know that when you work on something as long as I have this, that people are actually enjoying it and they're taking something from it. But I'm hoping it's more than that. I'm hoping there's some sort of substantive change that can happen in baseball and help limit the number of arm injuries, because honestly, I'm tired of seeing them. As a fan of the game of baseball, I don't like seeing guys get hurt. And if there's something that baseball as an industry can do to help prevent that, then all the better.
Yeah, and you're sick of it. I'm sick of it. Imagine what a Miami Marlins fan was sick of with Jose Fernandez on the shelf, or a Mets fan with Matt Harvey. It's the fans themselves too can't be happy. So is that the biggest kind of larger scope takeaway, Jeff? That with velocity, we're kind of getting Icarus close to the sun at this point. That things are going to snap back at a certain point down the road.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because I don't have a solution for the velocity thing. I'd say don't throw as hard, but
then you won't get your big contract, right?
Yeah, not just that, but velocity. I mean, velocity works.
Yeah,
like velocity works really well. You strike more guys out when you throw harder. You give up fewer home runs when you throw harder. So how can you go to a baseball team and say, well, this guy throws hard and this guy doesn't throw as hard. Why don't you take the one who doesn't throw as hard? And maybe he has certain things about him. Maybe he has better command and control than the guy who throws hard. Maybe he has three or four pitches as opposed to just two from the guy who throws hard. But if you're going to take, all things equal, you take the guy who throws harder every single time.
Yeah, it's the one thing you almost can't teach, but it is getting to maybe a bit of a breaking point, literally, with a lot of these ligaments and tendons.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. I think you can teach velocity.
Okay.
Honestly. I've seen guys, through training, get serious velocity gains. What you can't teach to me is the command and control, and that's where I think a very smart and efficient team is going to find guys who have great command and control but might not have the velocity and put them into programs where they can try and get it.
Yeah, that's one avenue to see if this is something maybe new that can evolve from the current status that we're in. Jeff, we'll let you go, but thanks again. Jeff Passan, author of The Arm, Inside the Billion-Dollar Mystery of the Most Valuable Commodity in Sports. You can buy it anywhere you would buy any other book. What's next? The Batter's Eye, a whole book on that. What's your next project?
My friend Ray Ratto suggested I do something called The Spleen, so I'm looking into that.
Yeah, maybe a nice longer short story as opposed to a whole book, but no, Jeff.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks for coming on, man. We really appreciate it, and continued best of luck. Hope this thing hits the top of every chart.
I hope so, too. Enjoy that Cholula, Mike.
We will. That was Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports. Uncap real flavor with Cholula hot sauce. Now we know Jeff's favorite, the hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and the official hot sauce of the San Diego Padres. We're back with more Padres Social Hour right after this.